Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, those rescue puppies you see for sale in pet stores may not really be rescues at all. They may be from puppy mills. A California law prohibits the sale of animals from puppy mills, but Mindy Callison with Bailing Out Benji, an animal advocacy organization, tells KNX the mills have found a way around that.
We were able to start seeing that a lot of the puppy mills were creating sham rescue operations and obtaining their 501c3. So they were still selling the same puppies from puppy mills, but they were laundered through that sham rescue organization prior to being sold to the pet store.
Not only do puppies from puppy mills go through early traumatic experiences, they're also more likely to have infectious diseases and genetic disorders. And the people who buy the animals often end up paying thousands of dollars in vet bills.
A Costa Mesa man who worked as a nanny facing additional molestation charges as five more alleged victims have come forward. Matthew Zakharuski now accused of molesting 17 young boys ages 2 through 12 over a five-year period leading up to May of this year. He's now looking at a total of 33 felony counts. So one of his former websites, he described his role as a babysitter, a buddy, a big brother, and a role model.
The feds say they're still investigating what caused a small plane to crash into a home in Upland. The pilot was killed late yesterday morning, but a dad and his child inside at the time escaped.
We do not know on if the pilot tried to deploy the parachute or not. This airplane is equipped with one and it connects to the fuselage. It was extended and it's found over the back of the back of the house.
NTSB investigator Samantha Link says the parachute is meant to slow the plane down so it can land on its belly. The crash led to a big fire that gutted the home. Witnesses say it looks like the plane might have been trying to turn back to nearby Cable Airport before it went down. A swarm of small earthquakes has been rattling Ventura County and likely some nerves the past couple of days.
The quakes ranged in magnitude from 2.9 to 3.6, which is not particularly unusual for Southern California, but seismologist Jennifer Andrews with Caltech tells KNX.
We haven't seen a swarm on this particular fault, you know, affecting just this population before, so it's probably been a surprise and given some people a shake, but there's no reason to think it harbors anything more dangerous.
She says there is some activity that can lead her and other experts to think that a fault may be more likely to rupture, such as an increase in quakes near potentially hazardous fault lines like the San Andreas.
We start thinking along the lines of, well, how has that stressed the fault next to it? You know, all this activity going on, could something then trigger a big fault nearby?
But she says that doesn't really apply to Ventura. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
About 5 years ago, California voters passed Proposition 47 to reduce the number of crimes punishable by time behind bars. One group says the result has been an increase in misdemeanor crimes that often aren't prosecuted.
Nonviolent property crimes here in California aren't felonies until the loss hits $950 or more. Before Proposition 47, the felony threshold was $450. There's one retail group that says Prop 47 has made California more attractive to criminals.
In many cases, they'll go in with a calculator. They'll get up to that $949 mark. They walk out knowing that nothing's going to happen to them. They're not going to be prosecuted.
That's Rachel Michelin. She's with the California Retailers Association.
These criminals are organized in what they're stealing and then selling, then goes around to invest in drugs and guns.
Proposition 47 has resulted in fewer people doing time, saving the state of California millions of dollars. Nearly 60% of California voters did support Proposition 47 in the 2014 election. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Costa Mesa police are looking to talk to people who might have had run-ins with a woman arrested and accused of impersonating a police officer.
We conducted a traffic stop of a white four-door 2016 Chevrolet Impala. It was equipped with a law enforcement light bar and it had a California exempt license plate on it. So they pulled her over. They made contact with the driver, Michelle Brianna Hughes.
Police spokeswoman Roxy Fiad tells KNX Hughes was wearing a tactical vest and had handcuffs, a taser, and a gun. She says Hughes then identified herself as an Orange County Sheriff's deputy. She's not and was arrested. Hughes has since been released on bond.
Some officials in L.A. say the city needs a new central department focused on helping kids. Councilwoman Monica Rodriguez tells KNX right now money for youth programs is spread across 26 departments.
When you have 26 different metrics, 26 different points of distribution for funding, and no central oversight, I think it heeds the call for us to have that conversation.
So she wants a central youth development department. There was a similar one that existed before the Great Recession, but it was eliminated.
For many people, this coming Monday is just another regular work day. But Monday is also Veterans Day.
Unless you happen to have the day off or you need to go to the bank or a government office, you may not even give it a second thought. But Monday, November 11th, is a federal holiday honoring those who have served in the U.S. Armed Forces. A brief ceremony was held in the sunshine at UCLA today.
General Matthew Ridgway once said, "Never have we had a greater challenge or a finer opportunity to show ourselves and our people at their best."
Chris Silva now works at UCLA, but he served in 9 countries as a major in the U.S. Army, including in Afghanistan as an advisor to the Afghan National Army. His message to young people about veterans and Veterans Day?
The freedoms that we enjoy in 2019, right on the backs of those who made the ultimate sacrifice, that laid down their lives.
Another speaker encouraged people to learn from both their successes and their failures. At UCLA, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.